Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
I just have a quick question. I've been looking at, I see it's available in my area in Sorgi, but it runs off a fiber cable, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I know for a fact, it says it's available at my house, but we live on a private dirt road. And I know there's no fiber coming down to where I am. So how does that work?
So our guys would run the fiber from the pole on the street to your home.
All right, but there's no poles on my road. That's the other thing. Everything here is buried underground.
Well, we do bury fiber cables. But I'm not exactly sure how it would work on
That's why I wanted to call and ask before I go, because I started doing all the stuff. Because right now I'm getting like every time I do a speed test, it's like 500 whatever, and yours is supposed to have one gig, right? So I figured it would be better because we've been streaming more and more. But it says I can get an appointment to have somebody come Saturday and do this. But then I'm thinking, how are they going to come hook us up when there's no fiber, as far as I know, anywhere down the road?
I would say if you're going through the process on the website and it's allowing you the ability to schedule an installation, go for it. The worst that could happen is our techs would come out and say, okay, we're sorry, you're too far away from the nearest fiber line. There's nothing we can do. But the information on the website is very up to date. And if the website is allowing you to schedule an appointment, then that means that we should be able to service you.
Well, I went as far as where it says put your information is. It let me pick a day, and then I was starting to put in my information, and then I started thinking about it. Let me just call somebody and make sure. I don't know how far was the limit, you know what I mean? You can't look up my address from your end, can you?
Well, I can check and see about service availability. What is your street address?
18. Hegner, Hegner, Lane, Sorgans.
And the zip code?
12477.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, your address comes up as on the list, so let's see what it says. And it says that your area has been in service since July 31st.
So I could probably just go as far as setting it up and, like you said, see what they say when they come.
Exactly. Yes, sir. I would say that would be the thing to do, because if the website is giving you the ability to go forward with the process of scheduling the installation and whatnot, then it seems to me that it's very likely that we would be able to provide service to your residents.
Okay. I just know, like you said, you have it on, it's on the poles? Your service comes?
Typically, yes. We would have the fiber lines. We have the ability for the fiber lines to come from the pole on the street, but we also do bury fiber lines. So it depends on how that person's cables are run to their home in regards to how we're going to run the fiber line to that person's home.
Right. Right now, everything here, water, sewer, electric, there's old cable lines in the ground from cable. Everything's in the ground from Sierra Road all the way down the road. And we're the last ones on the road, too, so... I have a feeling when they get here, they're going to say they're too far from the pole. But
maybe not. Maybe not. You know, because if you get the, because you could just be your street or dirt road or whatever. I'm not sure. Could be a great opportunity for Archtop Fiber to gain new customers, because if we don't happen to have any of your neighbors as customers, once you get the service, I don't know if you talk to your neighbors, but if you do happen to talk to your neighbors and you have good things to say about it, if you're satisfied with the with your experience, then your neighbors might decide to become customers as well. So it could be a good investment for Archtop to run those cable, run the fiber down the street to your address.
Well, I mean, I think it's got to be better than what I have. I know what I have is right now I'm using Spectrum, which I hate. I hate, I absolutely despise Spectrum. And there it's using an old, I mean, it's, we've been here, how long have we been here? Since 97? So we've been here since 97 and we're using an old, you know, cable wire in the ground for our internet. So fiber's got to be a lot better than that.
Oh yes, fiber is going to be way better than, is going to be way better than what Spectrum is offering to you, because with fiber, you, I mean, you can get the 1 gigabyte package. You could get a 2 gigabyte package. We also have an 8 gigabyte package, but I don't, I mean, unless you've got big bucks, you're not going to be interested in the 8 gigabyte package, because I think that's like $250 a month. But yeah, so with fiber optics, transmission speeds of information are much faster than what you can accomplish over like a coaxial cable, over like a copper, a piece of copper and a coaxial cable, which is basically what you get broadband internet service through. And while 500 megabytes per second is respectable, if you if we are able to service your residence, I mean, that fiber is going to be, you know,
twice
almost
that.
Twice as fast.
Yeah, and my upload speed's only like 21, so that's going to be like a lot faster. I really don't upload anything anyway. The main thing I do is we pretty much stream everything we watch on TV now. So,
oh,
right,
okay.
So I'll go on there, and they, and what happens if I don't want them to do a credit check? How much is the deposit?
$50.
$50. Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. I'll go on. I'll start finishing up on there. See what day I can get them to come.
All right. Sounds great. And I would definitely encourage, you know, if you know, if you're interested in saving the $50, the credit check is 100% safe and secure. It's just a soft credit check, so it will have no impact whatsoever on your credit score.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. We do look forward to serving you, and it's been a pleasure assisting you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.